Welcome to Discipleship 24/7 podcast. I'm your host, Mr. Blake. Good Friday. Many churches across the U.S., across the nation, are going to be celebrating Good Friday. Now, it's kind of hard for some folks to celebrate Good Friday because many are familiar with the passage of what happened to our Lord and Savior on the cross. And that kind of reminds me of this, that many people have the fear of going to their dental office. A fear of going to the dentist. Not because of the bill, but because of the pain, because of the discomfort, because of the procedure itself, like needles, injections. That is the fear. But we know that many of us, from going to the dentist's office, we know that the end results are going to be grand. They're going to be amazing. It's going to be good for us. Mark chapter 10, verse 45 says, "For even the Son of Man came not to serve, not to be served, but to serve and give his life as ransom for many." This was the big picture for Jesus. This was Jesus' big picture. It was not to be served, but to serve. Give his life for ransom. Even in John chapter 1:29, John shares this. The next day he saw Jesus coming towards him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Jesus bore the pain and punishment for all sins ever committed in this world. If you're like me, if you watch the Passion of the Christ, very hard to watch the Passion of the Christ. Very hard. Because you see everything, the pain, the suffering, what Jesus went through to endure our sins, to take the punishment. And it is hard to watch. I find it very hard to watch each time. I find it discomfort too to watch. But watching it paints a vivid illustration of what Jesus went through on Good Friday. He went through on the cross for us. He went through it. The painful crucifixion, the death, is hard to watch. But it is something that we all have read in the Bible. And when you watch the film, ties everything together. It is the hope and prayer that everyone goes to a Good Friday service this week. It is the hope and prayer everyone at some point watches the Passion of the Christ. It is the hope and prayer that everyone thinks about and revisit the scriptures that we talked about on this podcast. And the biggest thing that people in this world want to know, really want to know, is why we call it Good Friday. That's what everyone wants to know. Why do we call it Good Friday? Is the big question. And this is not only just for believers, but also non-believers keep thinking and dwelling and wondering why it is called Good Friday. And yet you see the passion of the Christ, you read scripture, it is a tragic day. Jesus carried his own cross along with two others to Goliath to be crucified after being arrested, after being tried. And yet, how can his death be good? It is hard because many of us can relate to this because we either had a friend or a family member that passed away here on earth. We no longer see them. We no longer hang out with them. We no longer spend time with them. They're gone. It's hard to find good in that. But John chapter 19 shares with us the good and triumphant meaning of Good Friday. Encourage us to read John chapter 19. One thing to note in verse 30. Jesus said, "It is finished." It is finished. Meaning his purpose and his mission has been completed. Jesus lived a sinless life in 2 Corinthians 5:21, took the punishment of our sin to the cross, the whole world's sin to the cross. On our behalf, the veil was torn because Jesus went to the cross. No longer we have a priest that goes before us, that goes behind the veil between us and God. Jesus says, "It is finished." What a wonderful promise, wonderful encouragement. It is finished. Something to think about is, how do you feel? How do we feel knowing that Jesus' death was triumphant yet tragic? How do you feel when you think about how Jesus died for you and me? Even those that do not have a relationship with Christ, Jesus died for them. And if you're listening, those that do not have a relationship with Christ, encourage you to think and pray about it. Encourage you to look up Scripture. Encourage you to go to church this Easter weekend. And then as we learn and understand about the cross, and that we need to really pray for those that are wondering, that thinking about Good Friday. Let's be reminded that Good Friday was a tragic time. Painful discomfort for Jesus, but it was good because he took our sins, all, everyone's, to the cross. Amen. Father, we just thank you for today encourage us that we draw closer to you on Good Friday, that we just encourage one another, and also those who may not know who you are, may not understand about Good Friday, but we just encourage those that would listen to the message, listen to the scripture, and we cover them in prayer, encourage them to go to church this Easter weekend. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed day. May we be encouraged by Good Friday. Thank you for listening to Discipleship 24/7 Podcast.